This is the table of Holy Communion. Here we embody our faith. Here we enact our spirituality. Here we practice for the way we are called to live day after day after day. Jesus knew that living his way day after day after day was going to be rough, and that putting into words exactly how to do that was going to be impossible. And so Jesus gave us ritual, symbolic action, a bath, our baptism, and a meal, fellowship at table, as a way to embody the journey of our faith. Bread. The bread of life. This literal bread, gluten-free, is finite. And the little tiny piece you're going to get when you come down the aisle to commune, it's not going to stave off hunger. Probably won't even stop the rumblies. And if we broke it into teeny weeny little pieces, as small as we could manage, it still isn't going to feed everyone in Ithaca. But this bread represents so much more. Yes, it's Jesus' body. Yes, it's Jesus' life. But even more so, it is Jesus' love. And you are what you eat. The love of Christ. This bread nourishes us, it transforms us, it brings us closer to wholeness. And though our bread might be finite, what it represents is infinite, infinite abundance for all people, all creation, filling us to overflowing, and overflowing that will go from us to nourish and transform the family of God and the world. Grain of the earth, the stuff of creation, opening a doorway to God. This is the cup of salvation. This literal cup with grape juice is finite. The little dip of that bread that you moisten it with, that's not going to cure any literal thirst. It's not even going to wet your whistle. But this cup represents so much more. Yes, it is Jesus' blood. Yes, it is Jesus' spirit. But even more so, it is Jesus' love poured out on us to nourish us, to refresh us, to restore us, to satisfy that spiritual thirst that we have inside. And though our cup is finite, what it embodies is infinite, abundance for all, overflowing from us to refresh and restore the family of God and the world, the fruit of the vine, the stuff of creation, opening a doorway to God. Holy Communion is a sacrament. Sacred, holy, yes, but also a mystery. That's what its word is in ancient Greek, a mystery, because it is greater than anything we can comprehend. There is something that happens here that we just can't explain, because it opens a doorway to God, and we experience this love that is beyond us, beyond words, something that just needs to be experienced and to be embodied. The author of 1 John is trying to give words, trying to give voice to this love, this God who is love, trying to help us open to the experience of this love, calling out to us to embody this love, embody this God, striving to call us into holy communion. And the author is doing so because the church to which the author writes is having a little trouble with this, embodying love. They're having disagreements about theology. I know that's hard to believe. They're having trouble being inclusive. They want to create boundaries around their community and set limits on who's in and who's out. I know that's hard to believe, too. They're afraid. They're afraid of punishment. They're afraid of so many things. And they're wrestling with pain and the fracturing of their own wholeness, which not only affects their family, it affects all the world around them. And therefore, 1 John's letter isn't just addressed to one church in one place. 1 John's letter is addressed to all churches in all places, because we all are wrestling, striving, struggling. We know in our United Methodist Church, we are wrestling with our theology, and we are not always speaking kindly to one another. We know in many churches that we struggle with ideas of inclusivity and how to be a welcoming people. We all wrestle with fear. We all struggle with pain. And so this author seeks to capture for us this love that reaches out for us and seeks to heal the disagreements and the struggles and the fear and the exclusivity and the pain. And so here is the bread of life, the bread of nourishment. Here is the cup of love, the cup of refreshment, the cup of restoration. This is the oil of anointing and healing. This is Isaiah's oil of gladness that would be poured over the head and drip down the face. I won't do that to you. And drip off the chin. The tears of healing that pour upon us. Here is that perfect love that casts out all fear. This is the table of Jesus Christ, where everyone is welcome and where healing meets us in grace. So before we come to this table of holy mystery, this table of love made manifest, we must turn our hearts, our minds, and our souls toward that family of God that goes beyond our walls, beyond our city and community, out into the world, and to all of that creation, and filled with gratitude for this doorway of grace that stands in front of us. We let overflow from us our generosity, and we offer our gifts and our resources so that they may go out beyond us and to transform the world. Let us give of our gifts and our gratitude to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.